Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air until one. It's a stunning cold day in Dublin. The stratosphere, the atmosphere, whatever you call it, this morning at 7 a.m. it was like a ceiling of pinks and blues. The sky is the colour of babies' clothes. It's a pity the heating costs so much. You'd nearly enjoy the sparkling winter otherwise. And it's to get mild tomorrow and rain on Sunday, but back to the chilly days on Monday and Tuesday, I believe, what I heard this morning anyway on the radio. What way are you today? We have a Friday morning into afternoon feeling for you. Don't you worry. Join the crack on the WhatsApp 087 032 32 32 and email Oliver at rte.ie. We have a lovely show for you. This week, our visiting critic will be broadcaster and historian Donal Fallon. You know him? He is a self-confessed night owl. And Donal became a member of the 5am Club just for us to review the experience, you understand. How do you know if someone is in the 5am Club? They say they'll probably tell you themselves that they're in the 5am Club, getting up at 5 every morning, like Maggie Thatcher after her 4-hour sleep. And she was full of malice, wasn't she? We'll see how Donal got on when he joins us in studio. He's been doing this all week, including this morning, I believe. And we'll also chat about his glorious new book out. It's a lovely hardback book. It's about the pubs of Dublin and it's full of really stunning photographs about our great indoors. And he's taken the histories and the lore and the urban legends of these famous pubs and examined them through the historian's interrogation. Some renowned pubs actually have their joicing connections, often wrought in bronze outside, all wrong or slightly wrong. But great places like the Palace of Fleet Street and Neary's and Grogan's inside Dublin, they stand up to all the scrutiny. It's like a celebration, this book. But there is a bit of sadness too. There's treasured haunts where great tales occurred over glasses of amber and porter, which are now hotels or Starbucks, sadly. But it's a lovely place to go, I must say. 51551 on the text. And also we're going to be chatting to Alma Purcell from Poppy Garden in County Meath. She's our old friend of the show. She's going to be sharing winter gardening tips on what you should and shouldn't be doing right now, especially with the leaves. She's big on that. And hedge trimming, is it a good time to do it now? Do you wait for them to go completely to sleep? How do you know? Weeds, of course, weeds still going in this climate changey atmosphere of ours. And she will discuss keeping your indoor plants alive as well. Some tips on poinsettias. So we'll have it all. It's not a time to do nothing in the garden, essentially. The birds want your help as well. So if you do have gardening questions for Alma, 51551 is the text. Oliver at rte.ie is the email. And we'll put them to herself when she comes in because she's very good and she knows lots of things. Now, also, today is the day for this.
The Late Late Toy Show Big, Big Ticket Giveaway Day.
It is finally here. No more sleeps until it happens. Today is the Late Late Toy Show Big, 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 Big Ticket Giveaway Day. Literally hundreds of thousands of people have entered this competition online. And today on the programme, we'll be calling winners. Winners are going to give away a ticket. So please make sure you have your phone with you wherever you go. If you've entered and you're hoping for a call, you will need to answer the call. You have to be over 18 years of age to win the tickets and attend the toy show. And the person who entered the competition, that person whose name is there, must be the person answering the phone, taking our call, which we will be doing live. My nerves are already shattered. If you don't answer your phone within 5 of those gold rings, you won't win the tickets. And we'll move on to the next number on the list. So watch out for your phone ringing. Don't for once assume it's a scam call or a pocket dial. We won't be asking you for any details of your bank or anything like that. It could be a number from us calling you with toy show tickets. You have been warned and told now. We're giving away tickets today and we won't be ripping them up or like the ghost of Toy Show Past, which happened once in 2008.
Royal Dallas, correct. You know what this means?
Yes.
Barbara, who are you going to bring to the toy show next week?
Oh, I'm not particularly interested.
Hang on a second, Barbara. Wait a second. Hang on. Just a sec now. There's the tickets to the toy show, right?
No.
Okay, so they're gone. So you don't want to come to the toy show?
No, thank you.
All right, so you want the 10 grand?
Please.
Well, Darry, I think I'll give up this job. Anyway, you won fair and square. You were picked out.
Thank you so much.
There's the Toy Show tickets anyway. Sure, I'll give them to someone who'd appreciate it.
Thank you.
Barbara, congratulations on the 10 grand. Enjoy it.
Thank you so much. I'll have the 10 grand. That'll be all. The legend of that clip, of course, is the person saying, hey, ha, put the phone down. Find that woman and celebrate her. Give her a plaque outside a lovely pub in the place. So the 5th of December, by the way, is Toy Show night. We're going to be in touch, let you know to get your tickets and all that. We are giving tickets away throughout the show until 1pm today, later on as well on Louise Duffy. And it ends tonight on the Late Late Show at 9.35 on RT1. It's going to be amazing. 51551 for all the business today. Bob Geldof was being celebrated last night among the curiosities we spotted in the world happening. Boomtime rat singer took home the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Rolling Stone Awards that were in London, and the Cranberries received the Icon Award. This is lovely to see Irish celebrations of legendary bands. Noel Hogan was there on behalf of the Cranberries to pick up the trophy, and he says the Dolores O'Riordan passed away nearly 8 years ago now. Has it really been that much, that long? And she says, as testament to the songs, they've lasted this long. We were kids starting out in Limerick. We never thought our songs would last this long. 37 years. Wow. Bob Geldof, who's 74 now, he said, the Boomtime Rats was named after Woody Guthrie's songs while rock provided the necessity for change. He said, you understand in rock and roll terms, this is a gold watch. It's Lifetime Achievement. So F off now, please, is what he said in the... Well, I've centred it for you. It's odd to be sitting down at the Roundhouse because this is where the awards were. The first time I played here was after the Ramones in 1977. We just finished a tour of schools. We played to bemused teenagers in Bay City Rollers outfits. So Lifetime Achievement Award for Uncle Bob. Now, a TD has claimed that he actually predicted that Troy Parrott would score a hat-trick against Hungary last Sunday. It's a TD. Can we believe these TDs? This is Fianna Fáil, Chuck the Dollar, Christopher O'Sullivan, and he was opening a new AstroTurf pitch last Saturday. That's why he was talking about football. At the Drina Rangers training ground. It's in West Cork where he's a TD. And he asked the young players who they thought would win the match. He got a kind of a watery response. And then he kind of said to the crowd, when he gave his prediction, and we actually have evidence of this happening on Saturday, a whole day before the match in Budapest. Christopher O'Sullivan.
Who's going to win the game tomorrow? Yeah, jeez, I thought you'd be more enthusiastic than that. Yeah, we're going to win, aren't we? Troy Parrott's going to get a hat-trick.
He got a big cheer for that, Avernus. Troy, did he put any money down? I wonder. No, says he. But he has the crystal ball in his head. Do it now for the Ireland-South Africa match tomorrow. Go on, Christopher. Let us know what you think is going to happen. Because it's Toy Show Giveaway Day, I think it's fair to talk a little festivity about what's happening on the telly. Lots of rumours. If you've watched The Family Stone, which is this kind of happy, sad American Christmas film, 20 years later, the rumours have been going around that there would be a follow-up, a sequel. Diane Keaton was the star of the original. Of course, she died only a month ago at the age of 79, and her on-screen family from The Family Stone paid tribute on her death, including Sarah Jessica Parker. And none of the original cast have officially signed up, but the writer, Thomas Bezucha, says he's reached out to all the cast. He's had a positive response to news of the sequel. So that's happening. There are other various specials for Christmas. The Great Peep Show Christmas Bake Off. This is two things you never thought would come together. The legendary Channel 4 comedy starring David Mitchell and Olivia Colman was in it. They have basically attached themselves. It's 10 years since the Peep Show ended. The original cast are coming back to battle it out in the bake-off tent. This is a thing you didn't even know you needed or wanted, but it's happening. And across on the BBC, The Repair Shop. People love that nourishing bit of telly. They're going to have Helen Mirren into the shop with a beloved cello made during the Second World War. And it belongs to a care home for people who've worked in the entertainment industry. So that's what she's doing. And also coming into the repair shop will be the Gruffalo author, Julia Donaldson, who I did not know is the aunt of Lola Young. Julia Donaldson is going to bring two things with her. Rob Brydon is one, and a toy farmhouse that was given to her by her granny. So very wholesome telly that you can enjoy. I didn't know that Melissa Joan Hart, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, is a Christmas film queen. All these kind of films come out this time of the year. She's currently starring opposite Alicia Silverstone, so all the 90s kind of stars, in Netflix's new one, A Merry Little Xmas. X being your ex, an ex-boyfriend, basically. She has revealed that every year she sends 400 Christmas cards. I hand-address them because it makes me think of the person. It's almost like a little prayer, she says. But she's getting tired now. She's putting the brakes on this postal marathon of the Yuletide. I'm trying to simplify and kind of step back. The list has gotten long. Everyone I meet, I get their address. So basically, if she talks to you often, you're getting an email to tell them that you're not going to be the list, I think is what she's saying. But she likes doing the old-fashioned card thing. She says some of my friends' parents, some of the older people, they appreciate a real card. So I'll be prioritising them. It's a nice thing. Would a young person appreciate a card in the post where they think something weird has occurred and be going, what is this? I probably think it's like a serial killer message, you know, with bits of newspaper headlines. Probably not. But it used to be a big thing in school. Is that all dead now in primary schools? Used to send each other cards? All gone. Can't have anything nice at all, basically. Sad. Donald Trump. By the way, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, this is a little thing I just remembered now. Moncal McGann, a couple of years ago, did his cultural picks for The Examiner. And among the very surprising things he loved was Sabrina the Teenage Witch, because he said she was, discovered she had these powers, had to get through high school and had to fight vampires. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Sorry, I'm mixing up my teenage high school fantasies. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which I get confused in my head. Moncal McGann, the late, great, huge fan of it. He was a very well-rounded character, wasn't he? God bless him. Donald Trump's treatment of female journalists is causing a lot of problems. As you might have known, he basically said to a journalist who was asking normal questions about why didn't he just release the Epstein files himself, said, quiet, quiet piggy on Air Force One. And there was a lot of shock, even at the standards of things over there nowadays, quite a lot of shock. But as we know, Caroline Levitt, we're a fan of this programme of her unflappable, insanely unflappable nature. It's kind of like, how do you defend something that is literally indefensible? You're calling a woman a piggy. You're a woman, young woman. How are you going to explain this?
Look, the president is very frank and honest with everyone in this room. You've seen it yourself. You've all experienced it yourselves. And I think it's one of the many reasons that the American people reelected this president, because of his frankness. And so I think the president being frank and open and honest to your faces, rather than hiding behind your backs, is frankly a lot more respectful than what you saw in the last administration, where you had a president who lied to your face and then didn't speak to you for weeks.
He's honest. He'll call you a pig because that's his opinion. He's frank enough. That's the most amazing spin since alternative facts. Remember this described in Trump 1.0? Alternative facts. Still quite popular over there, by the way. Okay, are you all ready and proper for toy show tickets? Okay. If you registered online, today is the day. And it's now your chance to get your hands on two tickets to the toy show on Friday, the 5th of December. That is in 2 weeks' time. We have the names of everyone who registered right there. Check with my moderator. Yes, I'm getting two thumbs up. We're about to select a name. So whatever you're doing, please try to stop doing it safely. Make sure you have your phone beside you. Look at your phone. If you don't answer within the 5 gold rings, you will not be getting the tickets. You have to be over 18. You must be the person who entered the competition. Let's do this. We have the name. We've got the number. The studio are pressing dial now. And the number, hopefully we should start hearing it. Oh, there's one ring.
Hello?
It was answered in two. Hello, yeah. Hello. I don't have the name actually to hand. It's coming into me now. If you just bear with me a second, hopefully you know what's happening here. Is this Ruth Spellman? Ruth Spellman.
Thank you very much, Oliver.
Congratulations! You have won two tickets to the Late Late Toy Show. Hop, hop, yay! Hey! Well done, well done. Thank God you answered, Ruth Spellman.
I know. I'm listening to you on the radio.
Where in the world are you, Ruth?
I'm in County Galway.
Is that where you live, born, and you're from? And
yes, and married and everything, all together.
Oh my God, this is very exciting. Who is going to go to the Late Late Toy Show with you in 2 weeks' time?
Oh my God, I bring my husband.
What's his name?
I don't know, I'll have to say Liam.
Liam.
Oh my God, my heart.
Are you all right?
My children will be delighted.
Oh, what age are they?
17, 13 and 10.
Oh my God. So will they be gathering around? They'll be watching you.
They'll be watching me. Woo.
This, I presume, is your first time going to the toy show?
Oh yes, indeed, Oliver. Yes, yes, definitely. Watched it for all my life. So this is a great, it's going to be a wonderful experience.
Oh my God, I'm delighted for you. It's a stupid question, but why did you want to be there?
Just to enjoy experience the magic of it and start Christmas. I'll have to get the decorations up before I go.
You will, yeah. I mean, you're a great winner. Thank you so much for starting things up.
Thank you so much,
so
Oliver.
Well, for us.
Thank you so much.
We are giving two more away. Are we going to do it right now? We're going to do it right now. That's Ruth Spellman. Were the Spellmans in Teenage Day? Was that the name of the family in Teenage Sabrina the Teenage Witch? Okay, congratulations to Ruth Spellman in Galway and good luck to Liam, who will be fighting for the plus one ticket. Now we're going to ring another winner. Here we go. We need five rings. That's number one. Have to be within five. We'll hang up after five or two. Two rings. Oh, please answer. That's three. Oh, after three. Michelle McConnell. Is this Michelle McConnell?
Yeah.
Good morning. This is RTE Radio 1. You're live on the radio. My name is Oliver. Did you enter the Late Late Toy Show Big Big Ticket Giveaway Day competition?
I did.
Would you like to go to the Late Late Toy Show in 2 weeks' time?
We'd love to.
Michelle McConnell, congratulations. Hey, cheer along.
Thanks,
Michelle.
Brilliant.
Give us a cheer, love.
Oh, wow.
Where are you?
Thanks a million.
Congratulations. Where are you in the world?
I'm at home. I'm in County Meath.
You're in County Meath. And what's happening at home today?
Boys are at school and I'm just at home doing a bit of housework.
Are they young lads?
I have a 6-year-old, 8-year-old and 9-year-old.
Oh my gosh, you've a magical toy show audience at home. But of course,
we're looking forward to it.
They'll need some babysitters because you'll be at the toy show.
I know. Oh my God.
Who's going to go with you, Michelle?
My husband, Aaron.
Darren or Aaron?
Aaron.
Well, congratulations, yeah. Michelle. And I presume never at the toy show before.
No, can't wait.
It's going to be good. That's going to be good now.
Oh, thanks so much, Oliver.
Not at all. Congratulations, Michelle McConnell in Meath and Ruth Spellman in Galway. My God, we've got off to a beautiful start. I think we'll go here because it's space-related, the Late Late Toy Show trailer these days. Let's go. Here's the Killers.